Christians are concerned about Norway's Christian terrorist. A chorus of voices rises to a shout on behalf of Pakistan's Asia Bibi, and Malawi erupts into protests. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Norwegian churches were open all weekend, mourning the loss of nearly 100 people killed in the terrorist attack Friday. 32-year-old Anders Breivik is in custody, charged in the Oslo bombing and youth camp shooting. Norwegian-born R.K. Ulrich with The Bridge International says Breivik is described as a fundamentalist Christian, but most Norwegians claim Christianity because of the state-sponsored Lutheran church.
When you're born into the church automatically. A lot of people are defined as Christians in Norway, but they may never have a personal relationship with God.
Breivik claims Darwinianism in his manifesto. Ulrich objects to his Christian description, saying it could fuel anti-Christian propaganda around the world.
It's such a great opportunity for someone in opposition of the whole Judeo-Christian worldview to say, look, these are crazy people. If you become a Christian, you become like him.
You can listen to Ulrich's complete interview on our website. Meanwhile, a global petition drive is underway to see a Pakistani woman freed. For 2 years, Voice of the Martyrs has been following the case of Asia Bibi, a Christian woman who was sentenced to death on blasphemy charges. BOM spokesman Todd Nettleton says the campaign is a response to a grassroots movement.
The genesis of this actually came from Christians in Pakistan, and they collected 150,000 signatures inside Pakistan, people who were willing to say, we need justice for Asia Bibi, we need justice for Christians in our country.
Entitled Call for Mercy, Nettleton says they're trying to collect 1 million signatures.
We are going to deliver these names to the Pakistani embassy in Washington, D.C. We are encouraging some of our contacts around the world to work through the Pakistani embassy in their particular country so that we sort of create the understanding that people around the world are watching this case.
We have links at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Protests and riots in the streets of Malawi have a ministry concern. The Malawi government's refusal to consider the needs of their people led to the drastic cut of aid funding from the United Kingdom. Food and fuel prices went up, and Cure International's Malawi staff is seeing the impact. Protesters even got as close as their front gate. While their effort to get medical help to the kids of Malawi won't be stopped, they did set up a security committee to analyze which areas are safe for staff. Pray for the team's safety. Meanwhile, the events of the last few months have changed the air in the Middle East, even in nations who have remained relatively peaceful. Rex Rogers with Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says,
when things happen, even if it didn't happen in a given country like Turkey, which hasn't quite taken place there as it has in other Arab countries, still there's an influence, and you begin to think about old ideas, you think about a new alternative structures and ideas.
In Turkey, the word Muslim and Turk are nearly interchangeable, yet people who know little about Christianity are becoming more and more open to the gospel.
They are interested in Christ. Who is this person? And what do you mean that he's a Messiah? And what is the idea of forgiveness or hope and love, which they don't find in their own religious traditional views?
Sat7 is responding by equipping the church and answering tough questions on TV. Pray for change. And a new passion for the unreached deaf around the world has swept through the Christian deaf community. Tom Eliff, the president of the International Mission Board, spoke last week at the Southern Baptist Conference for the Deaf about the more than 100 deaf people groups who've never seen the name of Christ. 75 deaf Christians committed to lead their home churches in advocating for an unreached people group, and many are now planning mission trips. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. We're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link. It's the first in the Loving God series. Along with it, you'll also receive a free DVD. Get your free resources by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.